Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Chad Benson Show, where we reach across the aisle and occasionally poke someone in the eye.
This is my vision. It is fabulous.
Fabulous.
It's getting to be that time of year. It's always that time of year for me. I love scary stuff. I love Halloween. And I like treats. Joining us now, she is chef, co-owner of Spooky Swirls, Lola Forbes. And you've got another co-owner. Is it Chris Swandolowski? Did I screw that up?
Chris Sidlowski. But it's okay. There's a lot of alphabet in that name, so it's totally fine.
So, Spooky Swirls. I saw this. In fact, producer here, we call him the Cran, he brought this to my attention, and I flipped because I live for, I like sweets, but I love horror. That's my thing. And it's right here. I love the fact that it's local. It's amazing. And you make scary cakes and such.
Oh, boy, do we ever, Chad. We started the business we opened on July 4th, and it has just been hopping ever since. We've been so blessedly busy, and we are providing the community with very, very much needed gluten-free treats, as well as pretty much the coolest Halloween stuff that you could be looking for as far as cupcakes, brownies, cheesecakes. We do all of our own scratch baking, and the holidays are upon us.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the spook side of things, because some people are like, really? Scary cupcakes and whatnot? But how did you get into this? I mean, you got to have an affinity and an enjoyment and a love of horror, like somebody like me. And like, did that start as a kid?
Oh, absolutely. My partner and I, Chris, have both just, you know, we're both big fans of Halloween and all things spooky and macabre. And we had started up a food truck and a home-based business called Spooky Swirls as well. And just the vision from the very beginning was that we knew we wanted to be doing something different. We knew that we were weird and wonderful, and we just had a feeling that there were more weird and wonderful people out there who would be really interested in the fun things that we're able to do here.
Yeah, and it's an art form, and I don't think people realize what an art form it is. And you guys, do you have props and stuff? I mean, do you go for, like, how do you get to the point where you're like, somebody says, hey, Lola, I want Freddy Krueger or I want Michael Myers. Do you have some props and stuff that you look at? How do you go from there?
We look up, we do our research. A lot of times we'll rewatch the movies, you know, to kind of get into the spirit of it. Here in the store, we're always playing movies up on the screen. Yesterday we were watching Hocus Pocus so that we could start getting inspired. So usually that's our first point of reference, is to go back and watch the movies. We have a huge arsenal of these, you know, amazing cupcakes that we've been doing for a really long time. So it just so happens that we're usually able to accommodate most requests. We do ask the customers give us, you know, quite a bit of notice so that we can put time into making some of these creations, because we make some really, really cool things here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Talking to Lola Forbes, she is the co-owner and chef over at Spooky Swirls. And, you know, okay, so let's just say somebody calls up and say, you know what, I want a spaceship cupcakes, and you go through the whole thing. Like, how does that start? Like, okay, how many cupcakes do you want? What kind of ingredients? And then do they tell you, or do you say, I know exactly what you're looking for? How does that work?
If somebody came to me and said they wanted some spaceship cupcakes, I say yes, because we are always looking for fun orders. We're always looking for fun things to do. So if you wanted to come to me and get some special cupcakes made, the first thing is we have to discuss some flavors, get the very important business out of the way. Spooky Swirls makes the best Devil's Food chocolate cake in the valley. It is incredible. And we are doing gluten-free, so good it's scary. So you would never know the difference. We also have a lovely vanilla bean cupcake, as well as a new red velvet that we've just brought in for the holiday season. And we can also take custom orders. So we'll be doing lots of fun and different things for individual customers that are coming up. We have some red velvet eyeballs that we're going to be doing. And I have a Coraline cake that somebody's requested. We're going to be doing some really fun stuff with that. And this weekend, we have some horror authors that are going to be coming in. And so we might have something a little fun in the case to kind of celebrate them being here for the signing.
That
so
is
we
awesome.
Get the cupcake flavors out of the way, and then we discuss some colors and some fun. You know, how many people are you serving and what kind of events are you having? A lot of our customers are just having like fun birthday parties or just fun gatherings. And it's really, really cool to be able to make something special and memorable for people to take to these events and to take to these parties and actually some really good cupcakes.
Yes, I love good cupcakes. Talking to Lola Forbes here, who is the chef and the co-owner of Spooky Swirls. And I've got to ask you, like, I look at all these things, these horror cakes and whatnot. They're on your website. You guys can check it out at is it spookyswirls.com, and go there, and they're in Chandler. You've got little Jason cupcakes. Jason is, and what about Michael Myers? We have any Michael Myers?
We have not gotten to Michael Myers yet. We did just celebrate Friday the 13th. So, of course, you know, Spooky Swirls was the place to be for Friday the 13th. We had all those amazing Jason cupcakes. We had Red Velvet 13s as well. Yeah, they went over really, really well. We sold a bunch of Jasons. It was really great to celebrate with everybody for the that's a great Spooky Swirl holiday, right? Friday the 13th?
I could think of nothing better. Cupcakes and Jason, right? Like, Jason, before you get to me, let's have some cupcakes. We can talk about it. So here you are doing all of these things, and people come to you, and they ask you for these things, and you're a great business. You're starting up. You're local. You're growing, which is awesome. Word of mouth, and I think we need to support our local businesses. And people probably say, though, is there enough demand for scary stuff throughout the year? Or is it basically, you know, 6 weeks? And I try to tell people, monsters and horror are all year.
Yeah. Because we started on the 4th of July, which is notoriously a very slow bakery week. It also has nothing to do with anything scary. But in our universe, where we have all of these horror things to draw from, all of these sci-fi things to draw from, 4th of July happened to be the Stranger Things premiere that they were having the show come out. And so we made some Demogorgon cupcakes, and we were so busy on 4th of July. Most of our people come in decked out. Our customers are ready to celebrate, and they want to celebrate every day of the year. And we're really excited not only to take our spooky cupcakes and our spooky aesthetics from, you know, Friday the 13th to Halloween, but we have amazing ideas cooked up for Christmas and for New Year's. And I'm pretty sure we're even going to pull off a pretty spooky Valentine's Day.
Oh, I bet. And you got coffee and everything there. People want to come visit you. Where do they find out how they can come visit you and get yourself some cupcake on?
You need to come and see us. It's Spooky Swirls. We are on the cross streets of Elliott and Alma School. We're in the plaza right next to Zia Records. And we're open on Wednesday through Friday from 8 to 2, and on Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 1. The weekends are busy. We're always having a party. There's always something fun happening. So we'd love for you to come down.
How good is the Spooky Swirl cinnamon bun?
The Spooky Swirl cinnamon bun is definitely worth having as a namesake. The buns here, actually, I just pulled some fresh buns out of the oven. I wish you were here because it smells incredible. As soon as you walk into the door, it always smells like chocolate cake or cinnamon buns. And we bake fresh all day. We bake every single thing from scratch. The cheesecake recipe here is 50 years old. It's from Chicago. It's incredible. We actually make the graham crackers that we use to make the graham cracker crust in the cheesecake. We're doing it so good, it's scary.
I cannot wait. Ah, goodness me, I'm already hungry. Thank you so very much for coming on. Lola Forbes, co-owner and head chef, along with Chris, say his name, Sidlowski?
Chris Sidlowski. Yes, that's her.
Boom! Chefs and co-owners right there of Spooky Swirls. Check them out. Thank you so very much for spending time with us, and we appreciate that. And I can't wait to be scared so yummy full with your delicious food.
Oh, we'll get you taken care of. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you so very much. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. I like that. I think local's good, and I think what they got going on is great. And I might just pop by this weekend and have myself a scary cinnamon. But by the way, their coffee is called Death Wish Coffee. What? At Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. It is the Chad Benson Show, Arizona's news station.